212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Now, the new law that has been passed in WA, the revenge porn law, and that 24-year-old guy being
first
charged.
Trial, yeah.
Yeah, it is the first one. I am so bloody glad that this is now a law.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, when it comes to being with people that you love or people that you trust, and you do trust people to share images with, regardless of, you know, what it is, you don't expect that later on in life or, you know, a couple of years later or whatever, that they're going to use that
against you.
So I'm just bloody stoked that this law is now in that, not only just women, but men as well too, feel safe that they, if they shared images like that with someone that they trust at the time, that it's not going to come back and be used against them like that.
And that no one can pinch those images as well, like if they're on your iCloud or your Facebook or whatever it is.
Yes. Now, this is not actually a rare thing. I have seen so many, like, accounts, fake accounts and whatever, and you can tell that it's, like, stolen images or people are actually just using it as, you know, revenge on exes. And I thought what I would do, I know this story, like, you know, broke on Monday of this guy getting charged, but I've got a girlfriend of mine, Simone, who is a victim of revenge porn from her ex. And I really wanted her to convince her to come onto the show and share what it's like to be a victim of revenge porn. And I've got her on the phone. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
This actually happened probably, 8 years ago now.
Yeah, it was like in the early Facebook days.
Yeah, so Simone's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend had created a fake Facebook page of her, in and all, like, images. Because they'd been together for, like, 3 years. So, of course, they've had images of one another, and then he thought that he would use it to as revenge on her.
Simone, how did you begin to navigate this?
With a lot of ice cream and a lot of crying at first, it was like, it's possibly the most violating feeling I've ever felt in my life. Like, you just feel so violated and betrayed.
Do you feel like...
initially, and then you, like, you realize the gravity of what's happened. Like, those images are there. Like, they're never going to go away. They're always going to come up.
Keep in mind.
Start thinking about what happens when I have kids and it impacts your work and your friends and your family. Like, it just has such huge ramifications that it was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in my life, to be quite honest with you.
Now, like, the thing is that we grew up in, like, a town just as probably as big as Bunbury, you know, 35, 40,000 people. I mean, everyone knows everyone as well, too. And I actually remember when Simone found out about it. It was another friend of ours that were like, because obviously the Facebook went viral in our town, and one of our other friends notified, like, Simone about it, which...
I didn't believe it at first. I honestly didn't. I was like, it's pulling my leg. This sort of thing doesn't happen. Like, nobody would do that, especially, like, we didn't have the most amazing breakup, but it wasn't like, I didn't think it was to the point where he would do something like that to me, though.
I mean, breakups.
I'm so glad they brought these laws in. Like, honestly, back then,
We couldn't do anything at the time. Like, it took forever to even get the Facebook page shut down. You had to go through all of this stuff to get that Facebook shut down. It was crazy.
And what has ended up happening with that bloke?
I don't know, because we couldn't. Like, back then, there was no laws around that sort of stuff. Like, we went to the police, and there was nothing that they could. They could really do about
and
it
because
there was no laws or anything. So,
and by that stage,
everyone I knew reported the images, reported the page until the page got pulled down, and that sort of stuff. And it was honestly, it was a game of just waiting it out back then. Like, I just had to.
And it was at that stage too, babe. I mean, I know that we were, like, worried about people, like, saving those photos as well, too.
Absolutely.
So then, even though the page got deleted, or the Facebook page got deleted, you know, people still had those images in their phone, which is just.
It's like, to this day, it still worries me. Like, I've got a 2-year-old son now, and it's still in the back of my head is, one day, is he going to see those images?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not something that just, like, completely goes away, because you know that it's, like, a forever thing, so.
Oh, babe, look, Thank you so much for coming on this morning with us. I know yesterday it took a lot of convincing, but I really just wanted I wanted people to hear from someone who has actually been affected
by this
because it can damage people. And so I'm glad that the law has
every aspect of your life just kind of gets crushed, and it doesn't go away quickly either. Like it takes a long time for people to stop talking about that sort of thing, and I think that's like. And it's made me who I am today. I'm like a lot more introverted than I ever used to be because of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it has massive impacts on a person, massive impact.
Well, Simone, thank you so much for sharing with us today because anything we can do to change this kind of culture. And
you should be able to. The thing is that I believe you should be able to share things with the people that you love or, you know, life changes, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that there's laws in that now that, I mean, you know that if anything happens, that, boom, you know, something, the law will stand on your side.
They need to know there is consequences to doing that to somebody because it's truly violating, like, that's the only way I can put it, is you feel so violated.
All right, babe, thank you so much for jumping on with us this morning. I love you.
Love you too.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.